Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another exciting episode of Hot Topic Tuesday.
Yes, it's hot up in here, y'all. Good morning to you, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar.
Good morning, everyone, and good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Queen Rich Sister.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so glad to be here. I hope you all had a wonderful and blessed holiday weekend.
Indeed. And good morning to you, Queen Zoila.
Good morning, Queen Stephanie and my other beautiful queens. Good morning, queens and kings out there listening. Happy Hot Topic Tuesday.
Hot Topic Tuesday. I hope everybody had a great holiday weekend. I hope you guys did. We're almost ending. Well, this is the last day of November. We're already going to be in December, and then we're going to make it to 2022, God willing. Yeah. 2022 is right around the corner, y'all. Damn.
Crazy.
And what, this pandemic, almost 2 years? Wow. Wow. I've never thought this in my lifetime that we would be in this type of position. Never. Just never. It never crossed my mind ever. Never. It's a trip. Wow. Well, good morning. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Queens in the Morning. We're back live all this week here on the JQ Network. We have our three-play artists this morning. It's George Michael. I'm excited. I love me
yes.
some George Michael.
Same here.
Yes, some Blue Eyed Soul going on this week, you guys. We got to have Tina Marie on the menu this week for show. And
definitely.
So we're going to get it started with George Michael. I love George Michael. If you guys, queens, let me know what you want to hear. You know, I love so many. Faith, Careless Whisper, of course. I was just listening to, because I'm going to play a video at the end on Facebook Live, and it's going to be either between Careless Whisper or he did a live video of Careless Whisper, and he also did one of I Can't Make You Love Me, which I love that song, and One More Try,
wow.
I love that song. And, what I love about George Michael is that he made sure he did collaborations with the best, black women. Well, Queen of Soul, Aretha, Riri, he made a collab with her.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He did a collab with Whitney Houston, okay?
Right.
And one he did with Mary J. Blige, did the remake of Stevie Wonder song, I Have to Play That. I just love it. So, I don't know, maybe Michael may have to get a second play here on Queens in the Morning. I'm not sure. But we're going to get into it. We ain't going to waste no more time. So let me know what you guys want to hear from Mr. George Michael. Rest in peace to him.
Yeah.
Because no longer here, you guys. I remember growing up in the 80s and 90s. I mean, was it the – he came out in, what, the 80s with Wham?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. So we'll start off with something from Wham, since that's where we
Everything
we started.
She Wants. That was my dream.
Right. Say that
Everything
again.
Everything She Wants.
Everything She
Everything
Wants? Okay, we'll
she wants.
We'll start off with that, and you know, of course, he was in the band. It wasn't just him with Wham and Wham. He had Andrew Ridgely
mm-hmm.
there too, who I love. Right. That's who I had the first crush on with Andrew. I was like, "Ooh, he's fine."
yes, indeed, still is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Delia, we got you. I'm not surprised, Delia.
Wait, what'd you say?
I'm not surprised, Delia. That's your choice.
Oh,
I
yeah, Delia.
I got you, rich sister, father figure. All right, all right. Okay, so let's get Everything She Wants started, you guys. Let's get that cue done. Yes. That's how it started, right there.
Yes.
Thank you. album, their first album, I believe, that they came out with.
It sure was.
Wow. Yeah, man. George Michael ain't here no more, y'all. Wow, that's a trip. All right, let's get into the next request. A Rich Sister's request. We'll get it up. Father Figure, that was on the bill to play as well. That's one of his top songs, Father Figure. Okay, let me see. I should have had that already up, but I was brushing my teeth. Wham. Okay, here we go. Wait, Father Figure. Sorry, guys. I should have already had this queued up. Man, it should have. Oh, it's under. That's why. That was Wham.
Don't make me have to sing it now.
Okay.
Was that a
No, artist this morning. Good morning, Pada. Pada says, when you think of a ladies' radio program as your own personal radio harem, you know you've got it bad for the queens in the morning show. Good morning, ladies. Good morning, Pada. I love it.
Good morning, Pada.
Good morning.
I love that. All right. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going, y'all. Let's go with Faith. Let's go with Faith right now. Where is it? That was Father Figure. That was a beautiful song. George Michael is a great songwriter. He just executed songs very good, like, especially when he sings. Oh, my God.
Oh, this is Gary.
Gary? Gary Finney?
Yes. Yes,
Stephanie.
Oh,
my God. Good morning, Gary. It's good to hear your voice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was describing that tonight at 10 o'clock p.m. KABC. You got in L.A. They're having a superstar George Michael special, a portrait of pop star George Michael, one of the most successful artists of all time. So,
wow.
If you're up tonight, yes.
Oh, I got to watch it.
I was not even aware of Gary. This just so funny because I just said I want to listen to some George Michael, and I decided for him to be our three-play artist. I was not aware of anything going on with George Michael, especially here in Los Angeles. Thank you for letting me know. I definitely want to see. I will be up watching that.
It's on ABC across the country. So I'm just saying that, you know. Yes.
Wow, it's
all
so
right.
Nice to hear your voice, Gary. I've never heard your voice
right.
before. Pretty cool to hear
okay.
you. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Wow.
All right, thank you, Stephanie.
There you go,
no problem.
Guys. Gary Finney, the honorary king of Queens of the Morning, just spoken. He's always bringing musical knowledge here to the show, as well as other knowledge. He's great on trivia as well. Do you have a request song? Let me get into Delia's song real quick. But do you want me to play anything, any requests from George Michael?
I think he left us.
He hung up, you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is part one. And you can only listen to one part because it's 9 minutes long. So make sure I fade it out.
Thank you.
Because it's 9 minutes long, and we're going to keep it going. We're already at 7 o'clock almost. I wanted to get Careless Whisper in, and I'm going to play online the other one that I wanted. So let's do Careless Whisper. All right. Let's go over here.
Thank you.
Good morning, Facebook Live. Welcome to Queens in the Morning. Welcome, welcome. It is Hot Topic Tuesdays. Let me get the disclaimer in real quick. I do not own the copyrights to the music that I play here on Queens in the Morning. It's for entertainment purposes only. For entertainment purposes only. Please do not mute, partially mute this broadcast. Welcome, everyone. Like this page or join this group. Share this page. Share, ask people to join our group here on Facebook so you guys could come and listen to us every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. We keep you engaged. On Tuesdays, we do Hot Topics. On Thursday, we do trivia, which is a lot of fun, and then we get freaky on Fridays for you. So make sure you guys like, join this group, and share. Invite your friends over here. It's a great morning. We like to, you know, if you like to start your morning and happy to be alive and grateful, you want to come over here to Queens in the Morning. Join our Facebook page, you guys. Join. Share this broadcast. Good morning, Queens. Good morning. I'm not just here by myself, you guys. I am your host, Stephanie Beer, a.k.a. Laker Girl. I'm here with my sisters, the Queens. I have Queen Zoila, Queen Rodelia, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar, and Queen Rich Sister. And you're going to hear every one of the Queens this morning on Hot Topic Tuesday because we start out with Rich Sister, Queen Rich Sister Nuggets, and then we go down the line and we're going to keep you guys engaged here. But before we do that, I wanted to give you a little tidbit on George Michael's, if you don't know who George Michael is, because there's two songs I still wanted to play. But anyway, George Michael was born Georgios. I never heard his real name out loud, so if I'm pronouncing it incorrectly, I'm sure I am. But he's born Georgios Kyriakos, and then his last name is Panayiotou. Anyway, he was born June 25th, 1963. He passed away on Christmas, December 25th, 2016. He was a British singer, songwriter, and a record producer known as a leading creative force in music production, songwriting, vocal performance, and visual presentation. He is regarded as one of the most significant cultural figures of the MTV era.
Okay. Wow.
Fine. Oh. He died at 53 years old. He started off in the group Wham, as you heard, started off with Everything You Want. He was born in East Finchley, North London. He rose to fame as a member of the music duo Wham and later embarked on a solo career, forming the duo Wham with Andrew Ridgely in 1981. The band's first two albums, Fantastic and Make It Big, was actually the second album. So, yeah, you guys, if you want to know more about Michael, George Michael, you can go to his website. He does have one. And it's georgemichael.com. Check him out. His, you know, his passing. And thank you again to our honorary king, Gary Finney, who called in and said tonight, you know, they're doing a tribute to George Michael. So Google it. I'll be there. I had no clue. I just woke up and said I want to hear some George Michael. And that's why he's our three-play artist this morning. All right, we're going to get into it. Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone had a great, wonderful weekend. How was your weekend, Georgia Brown Sugar? How was your holiday weekend?
It's good.
Mm-hmm. You said it was what?
It was good.
It was good? How was your weekend, Delia? I know you had some little things going on, some little hiccups at the end.
Mine was very good.
Good. How's your baby?
Oh, I'm still concerned about her, but everybody's praying. I've got a lot of people praying for her, and I think she's getting better, you know, slowly. But yeah, it's a problem. She has a hole in her. It's a little 9-month-old baby girl.
Wow. And wait, how old is she? She just was born, right?
9 months.
Yeah,
nine months.
She
just born.
Well, we'll keep her in prayer here on Queens in the Morning. Everybody, keep.
We will.
Baby girl here. Rich Sister, how was your holiday week?
It was really nice. It was kind of bittersweet with my father still in the hospital. And this was the first with it just being me and my mother. Everybody else was away. But it was really nice, though.
Okay. I'll keep your pops in prayer. You got to do that, too. You guys, pray for Rich Sister's family. Zoila, how was your weekend?
Oh, I had a great weekend. Like I said, I told you guys before, I was not cooking for Thanksgiving. However, I did get invited over to a friend's house for Thanksgiving. We had the full meal. It was really nice. And, you know, because my family is all spread out. You guys already know that my daughter, Asia, is in Houston. My mother is in Louisiana. Shout out to Faraday, Louisiana. I have a sister in Idaho and a sister in Atlantic City, New Jersey. So we're just spread. I just stayed here in LA and kicked it, had a great time.
That's cool. I actually was up north. I was in Sacramento. Had a great meet. Shout out to Dion Jay's sister. I mean, she threw down. Oh my gosh. I bet. Thanksgiving like that, I'm not going to lie, no offense to my family, because I think the last time we did it was right before the pandemic, so, and everybody brought something, you know what I mean, but I have to give shout outs to Dion, because she threw down on everything. I ate everything. I brought home some food. That's how good that food was, so. But yeah, it was overall a nice holiday weekend. But we're going to get into it right now, you guys. Queens in the morning, thank you. Pada's here. Good morning to Pada. Gary was here. I'm assuming he's still listening. I see you there, Oscar. Good morning to you and everyone else that's on the board. I don't recognize your number. Good morning, Kasaka. Sarai, hey, Kasaka. I remember Kasaka. I think she won the tickets to Jay King's event that a few months ago. Good morning to you, Kasaka. She's on Facebook Live. All right, we're going to get into your Rich Sister Nuggets. Take it away.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. Of course, before you, another Rich Sisters Nugget. And today's topic, let God use you. Today's verse, coming from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 11. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. You know, let God use you. I mean, and do it with all the strength in the world. God wants to be able to use you. What gifts do you have? What talents? What ability did he give you? Use them. Use them. Our time on this earth is so limited, you know. We sometimes make the mistake of, you know, having this procrastination spirit. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. I'll do it next month. I'll do it next year. We have the tendency to want to procrastinate, but your time on this earth is very limited. You know, what has he placed in you? Take every opportunity through God to be used, to bless others as well, to be a blessing, especially as we're in this time of holiday season right now. That's where we always try the most to keep in mind. Let's be a blessing to others. You know, what has God placed in me where I can be used by him, where I can be a blessing to others? This is a great time to do it, but of course, it's really something we can be doing throughout the course of our lives. Don't take this time that you have on earth for granted. Let him use you each and every day. That's my share. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for that, rich sister. Thank you. Amen. Beautiful. All right. Up next is Georgia Brown Sugar Footprints.
Excuse me. Good morning. I've been a little absent. This time of year is not good for me. But I did want to address a few things. I'm going to start out by saying some locations. Excuse me. Diego Garcia, British Indian Ocean Territory, across the state line. Singapore, Mumbai, Bahrain, Sigonella, that's in Sicily, Naples, Italy, go to Spain, the Azores to Sir Rogers Air Force Base, Baltimore, finally Atlanta. I rode that route on November 14th, which would have been the 13th here because I had to go across the state line. So obviously, I don't work in baggage claim. I got home, and I was exhausted because I'd been up over 30-something hours straight, and I just wanted some extra time at home. I was supposed to rest. But I got home to find out my brother had collapsed. And so the bag I was unpacking, I had to try to pack another bag to head back to the West Coast. It was late. There were no more flights. Jump seat. You can't do that working for baggage claim. You got to be FAA certified to fly in. But I got lost because I was so tired and I was so upset. So I had to get out the next day. And I landed in San Francisco the next morning at 11:54. And I started making my way through the terminal, only to find out from a phone call that my brother had died before I could get there.
Hmm.
He hated my job, which was not in baggage claim. By the way, I don't know AK. I met him in August, maybe for 4 or 5 hours, something like that. Maybe one or two conversations, short, which is basically greeting. I really don't know even my queens. We talk on here, but when I hang up the phone, we don't really talk. I don't really know them. But I'm always going to be cordial. I'm going to always pray that everything is good for them. So my thing is when somebody attacks you, that they are as old as they are, and you take that bone, it shows a lot of immaturity. Because I didn't work in baggage claim. And had I worked in baggage claim, I would have made it home to say something to my brother before he died. But I didn't. That guilt eats me up. Now, next week, I got to deal with the death of my mom. She died in my arms. And I have to be the one to decide to end her life. She asked me that. So if I don't sound like I'm a chippery and jittery and all that, it's because, you know, when you get attacked with some bull, and it's at this time of the year, it ain't good. Be careful what you do and what you say, especially when you're bringing up some lies and then you carry that bone. I don't care if somebody's mentally ill, this, that, whatever. You ain't got nothing good to say. Shut up. Be good to one another. Love to your loved ones. And enjoy your times. That's my footprint of the day. And the other part of it is stop being obsessed with me because I'm just me. I don't bother nobody. That's my footprint.
Okay, y'all heard it here. Wonderful. Right here on Queens of the Boardy, Georgia Brown Sugar. Yeah. You ain't going to hear it nowhere else. Take heed. All right, because we're going to keep it moving and popping with Get Real with Delia.
All right, good morning, everybody. And we are in the season of sharing and giving and expressing love to those we love. And what I'd like to talk about today is that family is not just those who are related to you by blood. This past Thanksgiving Day, which I know everybody doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving, but this past Thanksgiving Day, I was with biological family, which was my great-grandchildren, Miracle and Giante Jr., but I was with their family, which is the Daggs family, D-A-G-G-S, which only came into my life 23 years ago with the birth of my oldest grandson, Giante Jr., but they are just as much my family as the ones who are related to me by blood. They invite me to everything, include me in everything. I talked to my grandson's aunt more than I talk to my son or my grandsons. And, you know, we have to remember at this time all of the people who are close to us, however they came into our life. You know, and it's funny because my grandson's aunt, she's a different type of person than me, and she's a different type of person than who I would seek out as a friend. But she's very dear to me. But when she's getting on my nerves, I say stuff to people like, I didn't choose her. She just only came into my life because my daughter and her nephew, you know, had a baby. But however people come into your life and for whatever reason, you know, everyone comes into your life for some reason, whether it's a temporary reason or whether they're here to stay and they're going to bring something to your life, either a lesson or a help. And so value those that are close to you because, like Georgia Brown Sugar just shared, we never, ever know when it's our last time to be with each other. And that's my Get Real with Delia today.
Oh, wow. All right. Thank you, Real Delia. Appreciate that information, and I agree. All right. Let me get ready for Stephanie. Sports segment. All right, let me get into my sports segment now. Major League Baseball, it is what it is. They're off season right now. I'm not really a big fan of Major League Baseball. But before I start my segment, Pata says, I have the procrastination spirit, Rich Sister. There was a comment that I was supposed to make about your segment, and I just meant procrastinating. So I'll do it now so I don't forget. I don't know how I feel about the name of your segment, Rich Sister Nuggets. I'm struggling with it, but I'm sure it'll grow on me eventually. Be gone, procrastination spirit. Be gone.
Lord have mercy.
And who said that?
Pata.
Pata.
I was trying not to laugh.
Okay.
You know, I found some really good, you know, graphics to show on the slideshow on Blog Talk Radio for Rich Sister Bible Nuggets. I think they're really cool. So I love it. I love Rich Sister Nuggets. I love it. I think you should keep it. Don't change it, of course. It fits great right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I say nuggets because, you know, I'm giving you a nugget of encouragement and for your life, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of encouragement, a little bit of wisdom, experiences, you know. It's just a nugget. I call it a nugget because it's short. It's short.
Yeah, exactly.
Ain't a sermon, just
a quick word,
a quick thought.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it comes from, Potter. Just hating.
you know, he has the procrastination spirit, but he got it off his chest. We appreciate it. And,
you know, everybody else, that's where it comes from. It's just a nugget.
Yeah.
It's just quick word, quick, you know, something to hopefully start your day, get you going, encourage you throughout life.
Exactly. So we're going to continue with my segment, Stephanie's sports segment. So like I said, Major League Baseball, I'm not going to really talk about anything because I don't really follow it that much. But, hey, it's on off season right now. If you want to know what's going on, I know Hall of Fame stuff, all that stuff is going on. If you want to find out more, just Google Major League Baseball. Going forward, NFL, yeah, it was my Rams did lose this weekend to Green Bay Packers. I'm not happy about that. The Raiders did win. I don't know how, but they did. It was a crazy game, but they did win. Let me see who else, you know, again, NFL, I'm just looking forward to who's going to end up in the Super Bowl. I'm just now getting back into football. And PI is used in professional football. So just so you know, PI is something, a term that professionals use in football when you are knowledgeable about the NFL and, you know, college games as well as Pop Warner games and things like that. You know, PI means pass interference. Some people didn't know that. So I'm just happy that I am teaching folks about this term, PI. All right, moving forward on the NBA side, there, of course, I have to talk about my wonderful Lakers. But before I do that, I mean, no, not my wonderful Lakers. I love my Lakers. Don't get me wrong. But right now, the Lakers that we have right now are not Lakers. So I'm going to get into that. But before I do that, I want to give a shout-out to the Golden State Warriors who are beating everybody's ass right now. Shout-out to Steph Curry, who is the GOAT right now. He is the best player in the NBA right now. So Steph Curry, Golden State Warriors, is the top team right now. Okay, I don't know where that came from, but all right. So anyway, what is all this going on my show? Anyway, the NBA, okay, as for my Lakers, which was totally embarrassing this holiday weekend when they played the Sacramento Kings, who did not have their best players on the floor. Two of them was out on injury, and the Lakers lost three overtimes. It was an embarrassment to the Lakers, and LeBron James should not have on the Laker jersey. Now, don't get me wrong. I like LeBron James off of the court. He's amazing. He's an amazing man. And I was trying to get used to him wearing a Laker jersey, but he does not deserve to wear a Laker jersey. He don't. Because he should know how to close games. You're a role player. You're not a GOAT. You're a phony GOAT, as Skip Bayless. I stole that from Skip Bayless. I wish I would have said it first, phony GOAT, because I would put it on a T-shirt. But he's a phony GOAT. He should never be in the conversation with Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, or any great, any Laker great, Magic Johnson. He should not be talked about because in that Sacramento game, they went into three overtimes, which was not necessary. They were up by 15 early on. So for me, he does not know how to lead a Laker team. He does not know how to wear that Laker jersey in the right way. If he wants to be a great, which he is not, he could go to Cleveland and retire that jersey over there, but he will not retire that jersey here in the West Coast. And if he does not win a championship in Los Angeles, Los Angeles will not like him. Every time he step on that floor, he will be booed. So he better get it together. And the Laker organization better get it together. Get rid of Vogel, the coach. He does not belong there. Get him out. He's gone. He don't know what the hell he's doing. He's not even coaching. LeBron is. Because in those three overtimes, which we should have never been in, it was LeBron against Sacramento. Everybody else stands around looking at LeBron play one-on-one with this team. And he still did not win the game. So it's an embarrassment. I feel embarrassed. I didn't even want to go to the game afterwards, which they did win. They played Detroit again, where he had busted the dude's eye, Stewart, and they won that game. But for me, LeBron, I'm sorry, LeBron, I love you off the court. I love you being here in Los Angeles. I love your family. I love the TikToks they do. I love all that about LeBron. But I don't love you wearing the Lakers jersey. Take it off. If you want to keep it on, then you better prove yourself. You got time. Get us to the championship and win. That's the only way you can wear that Lakers jersey. Other than that, take it off. So, and that is my rant. I'm upset. I still love my Lakers. I'm gonna always love my Lakers, no matter what. I'm gonna ride or die with my Lakers. But right now,
man.
I'm upset. I'm embarrassed. I don't even want to go to a game. I could have went to the game. And I turned down tickets to go. I didn't go. So,
wow.
Going forward, he better get his shit together as long as everybody else. And I got to shout out Westbrook because Westbrook is doing things. He's doing what he's supposed to do. He's working on himself. But LeBron is supposed to be the leader. And he's not leading nobody but himself. He has an ego, and I'm mad about him having this ego. Leave that shit behind. And if you're going to have one, then you better come correct with it. You can't just have an ego and then don't deliver. So, all right, that concludes Stephanie's sports segment of this morning.
Hey, Zodiac, Yes. Oh, my gosh. Stephanie, what I just heard, I never in a million years thought I'd hear you say that. But you're telling the truth. And I hope LeBron is out there listening. Take some advice from Queen Stephanie. So, moving forward here to Zodiac with Zoila. I am starting off this morning with Aries. Aries, you have restricted yourself. Now, it's tempting to lift that restriction, break the rule, or change the plan. Something's got to give. You still get to choose exactly what. Taurus, in some ways, you grew up fast. Gaps in your development, steps that got missed when you were leaping into adulthood can still be filled in. Anything that inspires a childlike glee in you will help. Gemini, you are drawn to success stories, and you'll enjoy hearing of impressive achievements. You're starting to get the sneaking suspicion that you have what it takes to do the same. Cancer, you're willing to question who you are and what you stand for because you understand at a deep level that things can change. You're always developing and growing, which is why new wonders will keep opening to you. Leo, it feels like you keep having to find your own way over and over. This lack of role models can be remedied. There are many who would beautifully support you if they only knew what you needed. Reach out and talk about it. Virgo, if you relax and enjoy yourself, will your appetite for enjoyment grow? Yes, it will, and it should. Can you name a good reason why your life shouldn't be a pleasure? Libra, you love to see them smile, but there's a point in which this would require you to sacrifice your own. Don't let it happen. There's only one smile you're really responsible for, and the others are all add-ons. Scorpio, oversharing is a symptom of the times, though one to avoid now as it runs counter to the mysterious persona that is working so well for you. Keep your cards close to the vest. Sagittarius, you tend to see anger as a negative emotion, and it can be, but it can also be a driving force. The energy needed to fuel a swift change, learn a lesson, or erect a boundary. Capricorn, to maintain an open mind, one door, the door of possibility, must be kept open. It's a heavy door, and if there's nothing to stop it, it will close on its own. Optimism makes a solid doorstop. Aquarius, Humanity is the virtue you are most known for. They won't always tell you, but the way you flow love, kindness, and social intelligence through your days makes for a fuller experience for all. Pisces. Certain individuals are hard to relax around. This makes them difficult to read, which could put you at a disadvantage. Calm yourself, so nervous, self-conscious energy cannot interfere with your awareness. And I actually have a few birthdays, celebrity birthdays, should I say. Actor Ben Stiller. He's one of my favorite actors, actually. He was born on this day in New York City in 1965. Anybody familiar with punk rock British musician Billy Idol? I used to love him in the 80s. Yeah, he was born on this day in Stanmore, Middlesex, England in 1955. Chrissy Teigen, model and TV personality, also married to John Legend, musician. She was born in 1985 in Delta, Utah. Baseball and football great Bo Jackson. He was born in 1962 on this day in Bessemer, Alabama. Clay Aiken, he was a finalist on American Idol back in 2003. He's a singer and songwriter, and he was born on this day in Raleigh, North Carolina in 1978. And forgive me, I didn't do my calculations for their ages, but okay, happy birthday to them all. They are whatever they are.
Love the Zodiac. They're always on point. Thank you so much for that, Zoila.
Yes.
For real.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
They really fly. Good morning, John Beckman. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Queens of Morning. Before I continue, I have to, you know, give credit to Mr. J. King because, you know, he's been in my ear about the Lakers. You know, he has. He has. Bit of my ear about the Lakers. I told you so. You better listen to me. You know, that's how, you know, when you say things like that, you know, you kind of block it out because he said, you know, you better learn, you know, do what daddy said. You know, those things tend to make me block things out when he says things. So then when he comes back and say, I told you so, no, I don't remember saying it because I blocked it out. I blocked it out because delivery. Of the telling me it. So anyway, but nevertheless, you know, the Lakers, I don't know if they're going to make it, you know. And if they don't, I owe J. King $100 as well as Rodney O. And I may be out of $200. I just don't know. I just feel like the Lakers do have a chance to still make it. And if they make some major changes going forward, but they have to make the major changes forward. They have to do it by February. If they don't, then I have to give up. After February comes, I will have to give up $200 if the Lakers are continuing to lose to these sucky teams that they should be blowing out. So there, I gave J. King his credit. Yes, I agree with him in some of the things he has said to me in the past about the Lakers and that this is not a Laker team. I agree with him 100% on that. All right, so we're going to go ahead. We're going to move forward on this situation. There is a, and I want to ask you guys, ask the queens, would you do this? There's a tech firm that is offering $200,000, okay, $200,000 to people who are willing to hand over the rights to their face and voice to a robot. Now, according to Boston 25 News, Promobot is making new hyper-realistic robots, and they want to base them off real people to look extra lifelike. The company said it is looking for a kind and friendly appearance, and they are seeking applications from any race or gender, just as long as they are over 25 years old. Delia, are you doing it?
Absolutely. Sign me up. My chance to be famous.
Okay. Like $1,000 going to Delia to the right to the, her face and voice to a robot. Now, you got to keep in mind, remember Robot, remember those movies. Okay. Zoila, what are you doing? Taking the $200,000 and running or what?
I'm taking the $200,000 and running. Absolutely. They can use my face and my voice, and you know it's going to be a sexy voice. It's going to be a sexy
mm-hmm.
robot,
okay.
period.
Sexy robot all together, okay?
It would, yes, it would sell out, so give me the $200,000. I know what to do with it now. I'm going to invest.
Like 1,000 of those same robots, and then they won't know who the real Zoila is. That's it.
Wait,
wow.
That is mind-boggling.
Georgia Brown Sugar.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Nope. Sorry,
no?
Can't do it. Nope, because I don't want to look up and see a whole bunch of me, and I'm fussing with me, because then
mm-hmm.
that's going to make me mental. No. That's
okay.
A big no for me.
Nope. You can't buy off Georgia Brown Sugar. You cannot. Sorry, Promobot. Rich Sister, what you doing?
No, I can't do it.
Okay. All right. So we got a 50-50. It's up to me. 200,000 more of me. You know what? I don't know. I'm conflicted because I really don't want – I'm original. I don't want anybody else to be out there. My daughter looks like me. My son looks like me. My G-baby looks like me. So, nah, they could keep the $200,000. I could make $200,000. I could make that on my own. So I'm going to pass on the $200,000, and it's going to be just me, the original me, and I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to keep it pushing. I'm with you, Georgia Brown Sugar and Rich Sister. So we'll be originals out there. Now,
what are me and Delia? Are we sellouts?
No, you're not. That's just your choice. You're not sellouts. What it is though, that the robot that you create will always be that, your face. It will never age. So you have to look at that, right? That robot
yeah.
will be
yeah.
asked about all things and still will live on. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, there's a benefit. There's a pro and a con on both sides
mm-hmm.
of having this, robot
yeah.
exist. You know what I mean? So, no,
yes.
I'm not saying it's wrong for you to choose them. Not at all.
Well, where do I sign up?
Exactly.
It's a Promobot. The places are out. I'll post it on Queens in the Morning Facebook page. It's Promobot. It's a tech firm. And, yes, they are taking applications as we speak. As long as you're kind and friendly, you have a kind and friendly appearance, they would probably accept you and pay you out. Take that $200,000 and roll with it. I don't see nothing wrong with it. I don't. It's just not my choice to do. Congratulations going out to Tiffany Haddish, who will be playing Flo Jo in her biopic. And I think that Tiffany Haddish is a perfect fit. She looks like
her.
I'm going to look live. She looks like Flo Jo. I think that she can act it out. I think that Tiffany Haddish is more, she's great as a comedian. She hasn't been as great as when she was first started. And I'm going to say I've seen her before she got stardom. Before she became the big star, we saw Tiffany. I want to say it was me, Jay, Karen, and Darius. We all went out to a club out at Eaglewood or in L.A., and she was performing. She actually was the best one on the bill that night. And she didn't blow up until a couple of years after that we saw her. But then I went to go see Tiffany Haddish again on Sunset at the Comedy Store, me and Rennie, one night. I think it was before the pandemic. And I fell asleep, actually, through her set. And I was like, damn, so she's not kind of, but she's in a movie. She's funny. I have to give her that. She's funny. So I could see her, and I think she could do well at it. I think that, so congratulations going out to Tiffany Haddish. I'm rooting for Tiffany. I want her to keep it going because she is very real, very transparent. when it comes to Tiffany. I follow her on Instagram, and when she goes live, she's real. She keeps it 100. So I love her, and I think that she's a great fit to play FloJo. I look forward to seeing that biopic, because FloJo was amazing. It was sad that she passed away at a very young age. Now, Potter says, Russell Westbrook is not the answer for this team. Whether it's his poor shooting or his man skirts, he is just not a good fit. Okay, so I'm going to address both of those. Potter. And this is just my personal opinion. And I think that everyone has a mental health issue. None of us is perfect, trust and believe. None of us, okay? So I'm going to start there. And I think that Russell Westbrook, I think that he deals with, this is just my personal opinion, but I think that he has ADHD or something like that, because he does some things that make me think that. That's all I'm saying. But I don't know if he takes medication or not. What I do know is that in the last 5 games, Russell Westbrook has scored 26 points, 10 assists, and 9 rebounds. 31 points, 10 assists, 13 rebounds. 20 points, 5 assists, 7 rebounds. 29 points, 11 assists, 10 rebounds. 25 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds. Now, people who don't believe in Russell Westbrook probably say, well, how many turnovers did he have? Right now, the turnovers, what I'm saying is they do matter, but I do know that he's working on himself as a Laker, because if he wants to stay in Los Angeles, he has to. He got to earn the wear of that jersey. And with these points that he's making right now, for me, he's trying. So I like Russell. I like him better than I like LeBron. So if Russell, yes. I mean, I've never really been a huge fan of LeBron's. I love what LeBron does off the court. That's always been my play for him. I didn't care if he came over to the Lakers or not. I knew it was talked about for so many years. I knew eventually he was going to come here. So I had to act. I had to I had to accept him because he's a Laker. He's wearing the jersey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you have to prove yourself as a Laker. And that's what he has not done that. Now, going on, Potter said, a skirt-chasing Potter robot? go back to Russell Westbrook when he wears the skirts. In Africa, kings, that's how they dress. So I know that I don't believe that this man is wearing a skirt because he's feminine. I don't believe that at all. He's married with kids. Not saying that you can be married, you can't be feminine with married with kids, because I know plenty of men of males who are that. But I don't see that with Russell Westbrook. I've met him before. He's a nice guy. He's a cool guy, and I don't see that about him wearing skirts. He's trying to make a fashion statement, and that's what he's doing. He loves fashion, and that's what he's. And this is their whole different culture and generation. So I don't fight him on him wearing a skirt. Potter, nah, I wouldn't do it. So Potter said he wouldn't do the $200,000. He also said, I don't need people doing weird sexual stuff to the face of the Potter robot.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. And on that sex kit, Nuggets, now sexual robot.
You know, it's going to be some things going on with the robot. There's going to be some things happening with the robot, Zoila and Delia. Some sexual things.
All right.
That was something I did not think of. Thanks a lot.
That's all right. It's not me. It ain't like they do it and I feel it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's
well, what if it be like iRobot and it comes on it? You know, says, I'm going to be Julia, and then I turn my face, I'm going to be Daniel, and I'm coming to get you. That's why I said, no. And I don't want no robot fussing at me. Get up, clean up, shut up.
So.
With my voice and my, no, that's like fussing with yourself. Nope, nope, nope.
And before we get out of here, we do not want to not talk about the Ahmaud Arbery situation, where the jury has found the three men been found guilty of felony murder of the, you know, of Ahmaud Arbery, a 25-year-old black man who was murdered in cold blood in February 2020. And I hope they get life or death. Like, just get rid of them.
Well, it's automatic. It's automatic in Georgia with felony murder. And then with Travis, when he got Mellis murder, that is definitely automatic without the chance of parole in Georgia. So, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was straight a modern-day lynching. No question. And no, that's a straight shot right there.
I agree. They went to kill this man. They taunted this man. And I'm glad everything happened the way it did. Not saying that this man was murdered, but I'm glad how they got caught. Saying, oh, they were following him. They did it on camera and shit. This was something that they were going to show their kids and grandkids and kids and kids. This is how you murder and kill a black man who they see as a savage. Are the real savages.
And they were sick enough to believe that that tape would get them off. I'm like, that tells you how warped the thinking is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kudos to, through it all, held her grace and spoke with just eloquence, and she never stopped fighting. Mm-hmm. So strength, blessings, and prayers to her surrounding her and her family.
Mm-hmm. 5 minutes. Yeah. Or we are shut down, but yeah, I just feel that, you know, and then this chick Candace, I don't like her. I want to slap the shit out of her. Yeah, I said it.
Hey.
I saw her, I slapped the shit out of her, period. And, you know, she's so funky just to be seen.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know. You know, she just had a baby with a white man, and that's your choice. I don't have nothing with you being with that person. That's who you love. That's your family.
Yep.
But your son, boo-boo, is a black man. So when your son is driving or your son is somewhere, guess what he going to be seen as?
Yep.
A black
man. That's true.
Yeah.
So talk your shit after that. Let him get caught up.
Oh.
But, yeah, you know, this man is, he's young. This young man can't even live his life out because some white folks want to hunt down a black man and kill him in cold blood. So I'm just sick of it. You know, this dude Kyle Rittenhouse, which ain't my fight, but Kyle Rittenhouse gonna get what is deserved. Trust, I guarantee you guys that this little boy gonna get what is deserved to him.
Yeah,
so.
The universe has a way of, you know, seeing things through. I mean, you know, he was. I have so many things I want to say. It was terrible what he did, but yeah. Karma is something.
Yeah, it is. And it'll come back around.
We ain't got no pictures.
It ain't my fight, but like I said, it still ain't right what he did.
Right.
So.
Yeah, karma takes no prisoners, and it usually comes back twofold. So that's why you got to be careful what you put out in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So. And,
all right, you guys, we appreciate you guys tuning in today to Queens in the Morning. We always love having you here. Make sure you check back in with us on Thursday. It's trivia. Don't you want to be smarter than what you were when you woke up on Thursday? We'll see you guys here back Thursday morning, 6:30 a.m. if you want to get some good music in to start your day, and then 7 a.m. we get into the trivia, and then we're back Friday on Freaky Friday. So if you miss trivia and you can't make it, come on Friday because it's freaky, y'all. All right, stay tuned for the Castle and Kings, y'all. You cannot deny the fact that's what they are. Castle and Kings. At the same time, they go by the
network. Where we won't come together. The J-King Network.